This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Sod and Stubble, that's the name of a classic book about an early pioneer family of Kansas settlers. Now, thanks to a talented and creative group of Kansans, that story is coming to the silver screen. It's today's Kansas Profile. Deb Goodrich is the Garvey, Texas Foundation historian in residence at the Fort Wallace Museum in western Kansas. She is also producer of the new film Sod and Stubble, based on the classic book of the same name. Goodrich is a historian, author, filmmaker, television host, columnist, and more. A Virginia native, she came to Washburn University in Topeka in 1992. Sod and Stubble tells the story of Henry and Rosa Ice. In May 1873, Henry Ice and 17-year-old Rosa Haig were united in marriage before moving to their new homestead in Osborne County, Kansas. Here they moved into a one-room, sod-roofed log cabin. Imagine a young woman making a home out on the open Kansas plains more than 150 years ago. No running water, no electric appliances, no telephones, no modern conveniences, no modern medicine. Sod and Stubble described the challenges that the Ices faced. There were droughts, storms, horse thieves, rabid wild animals, plagues of grasshoppers, dust storms, prairie fires, market collapses, and more. Their first child died shortly after being born. Henry and Rosie Ice worked hard. They scrimped and saved, persevered, and expanded the farm. They were able to build a new house for their growing family, and this became their permanent home. Here Henry and Rosie would raise their 11 children. Henry Ice passed away in 1900. Henry and Rosie had a strong belief in education. Rosie herself had only a half day of schooling, so she firmly wanted better for her children. The Ices sacrificed so that their children could go to college. As the children grew up and left, Rosie had to think about the future. Her children persuaded her to move to Lawrence, where several of them were in school at the time. The book ends with an account of the farm sale and Rosie's departure from the farm. The Ice children had a phenomenal record in education. They would go on to Harvard, Yale, Stanford, and beyond. Son John Ice became an economics professor at the University of Kansas and decided to write a nonfiction novel about his parents' experiences. That became the book Sod and Stubble, which was published in 1936. It takes its name from the prairie sod of Kansas and the stubble left standing in wheat fields after the grain is harvested. Now a group of Kansans have come together to create an independent movie based on the book. Filmmaker and Friends University history professor Ken Spurgeon became the screenwriter and director. Ken did a great job on the screenplay, Goodrich said. People at Downs really wanted the movie to be filmed in Osborne County, where the events in the book actually happened. The Ice home had fallen into disrepair, but Don and Linda Miller, the local hardware store owners, had a full-size replica of the Ice house built on their farm. It is located between the rural communities of Downs and Cocker City, population 453 people. Now that's rural. In summer 2023, filming took place at that house and at Old Cowtown Museum in Wichita. The film stars Bailey Chase, who appeared on Longmire and other shows. Rosa Ice is played by Dodie Brown. People are going to be blown away by her performance, Goodrich said. Other actors in the cast are Barry Corbin from Yellowstone, Buck Taylor, who was on Gunsmoke, Mary McDonough from The Waltons, and Western stars Wyatt McCrae and R.W. Hampton. The movie was screened in fall 2024. For more information, see www.sodandstubble.com. Sod and Stubble. Now the classic book is coming to the silver screen. We salute Deb Goodrich, Ken Spurgeon, and all those who are making a difference by depicting this pioneer story on film. They are bringing the story of Sod and Stubble to life. And there's more. Deb Goodrich has written a new book about an even more accomplished Kansan. We'll learn about that next week. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.